In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Today, the second day of the blessed month of Nasi. To give you an idea about this month, the Coptic year is not 12 months, it's 13 months. 12 months each 30 days. Then that makes 360. And then in addition, there is 5 days in the normal year or 6 days in the leap year. So the coming year will be 1731, which will be a normal year. So this year, the Coptic year, the present Coptic year, is 365. And in the past, for your information, in Egypt, they used to have a salary for this month. So all the employees used to have 13 times every year, including the 5 or 6 days of the what we call the Nasi, or the small month. Today, the second day of this month, may God begin it in goodness and renew it for us in peace and tranquility, while our sins and iniquities are forgiven through the tender mercies of our Lord, O my fathers and my brethren. Amen. On this day, St. Titus, the apostle, was martyred. He was born in Crete, and he was the nephew of the governor of the island. He learned the Greek language, its literature and wisdom, and he excelled in it. He was meek and merciful. When the news of our Lord Jesus Christ spread in all the land of Palestine and Syria, the governor of Crete, the uncle of this saint, wanted to confirm what he had heard about the magnificent signs and the eminent teachings of Christ. He sent Titus to verify that and to bring him accurate information. When Titus arrived in the land of Judah, he saw the signs and heard the divine words of the Lord Christ. He compared the words and miracles of our Lord to the words and deeds of the Greeks, and he found a great and clear difference between them. So he believed in the Lord Christ and sent to his uncle, telling him all that he had seen and heard. When the Lord chose the 70 apostles, Titus was one of them. After the ascension of our Lord Christ, Titus received the grace of the Holy Spirit along with the disciples. He accompanied the apostle Paul to many countries. When St. Paul went to Rome, St. Titus returned to Crete. He built a church there and ordained for it priests and deacons. Having finished his apostolic strife, St. Titus departed in peace. May his prayers be with us, and glory be to God forever. Amen. Axias.
Yeah. avatikos pi apos.